But the Chinese there, the first few people went there, as long as any piece of land, any smaller piece of land being developed, they start to do planting. Irrigation and drainage wasn't ready yet, so they plant vegetables, those suitable for swamp land. 所以他们那时候去的时候，只要有一小片的土地开发了以后，他们就开始种能够生长的，比如说辣椒啦，这边人喜欢吃的葡萄、马铃薯，还有一些那个蔬菜或者一些麦，能够适应那个地方。因为那时候水利灌溉还没有建好，不过这个日子呢太难过了。 所以人来人去，能够适应的，愿意留下来留下来，所以有很多人来了，也很多人泰国的日子他没有走了。这边呢，就是英国政府呢，把这个16块地，每一块画成四四四十六啊，横的四块，直的四块，横的四条，直的四条，每一段呢有3英亩给一个家庭。 一家垦殖民啊，那在这个3英亩的地呢，他们可以种，可以种植，所以沿着大陆的四块最早开垦啊，然后慢慢的呢才往内部移动。那华人垦殖民的这一趟开垦呢，多半是通过同乡或者同一个方言群啊过来的，所以呢。 同一个方言群非常合作，他们也住在一起，互相帮助。那时候有很多的宗亲会都在那边啊。最早的是潮州人，然后呢还有福建人，他们最早开辟的是第三块跟第二块，后来陆陆续续有广西人、广东人、海南人、客人等到那边去开建，所以最早去跟。 英殖民地政府接下的是一个福建人，他叫林短。我做调查的时候，1980年头，我这边设备的时候，他们的第二代还在，现在第三代，第二代都不在。还有一个潮州人叫嘉航，他的名字现在呢已经是第三代了，就是变成那个。 当地的潮州人、福建人的领袖，你们回头看一下。Now, this is S2 and S3. These two pieces of land start up to develop first. Then later on go to this part normally. This is Hokkien people. This is Teochew and Cantonese. Later on, Hainan, Hakka coming to these two pieces. Teochew Hokkien, especially Hokkien, majority of Hokkien are here. So that's how it developed. Start from the, this is a main road. So from the main road slowly move to inland, and there is a canal, 有一个运河，也是当时开辟的。所以这个是主要提供水利灌溉嘛，他们有一个很好的水进来跟水排出去的一个。 irrigation and drainage 这个体系，这水呢，这个地方他们有用附近的两条河流，第二是苏艾汀地，苏艾在马来话是河流，所以一条叫汀地河的，跟后下面有一条 Pera 河，这两条河流在提供那个水利灌溉的。Just now I mentioned. This piece of land, S2 and these two, S2 and S3, start up to colonize. This by Hokkien people, majority. This one by Teochew, Teochew here, Hokkien here. Then later Cantonese, Hakka, Hainanese, gradually coming here. But this two part, even the village, all the Hokkien. Okay. This paragraph it mentioned that nearby the fishing village. Fishing village in Malaysia, majority are Teochew people. 在马来西亚的渔人呢，多半是潮州人，他们是从潮汕那一带过去的啊。啊，十九世纪末呢，其实在士根庄呢就有一些潮州人在那边捕鱼。那因为斯金江那边有一条河流叫斯金江 River， 现在已经不见了。斯金江 River 在河口呢，听说渔产很丰富，所以他们就从苏奈布沙，刚才你看到的南北边往下走，去那里捕鱼。然后他们在那边呢做了一些草寮，可以有时候累了可以上来，或者甚至在那边过夜啊。所以慢慢的那边逐渐发展成一个有电的一个，就是啊，我们后来就不久就被叫做红毛港，因为附近有爪哇人、河南人的工厂的那个公司有啊，爪哇人在那边种coconut tree 椰子树啊，采椰子。好，那么什么改变呢？下一个阶段的改变。1948, during the emergency period of time, 因为那个时候马共在马来亚的共产党跟英政府是对峙的非常厉害，所以呢under the brigade, one of the district officer of British government, decided they put all the Chinese they suspect may be supporting Malaysian communists. So they put all those Chinese living in the south, in the village away from city, they are supporting communists. So they forced, just overnight of the time, forced the Chinese leave their home to go to nowhere, the place without anything, isolated. We call it new village. To centralize them as a camp, army camp, some sort of. 所以你刚才我们刚才看的有 Site A, Site B, Site C, 都是在 emergency time, 1948, 一直到1952, 他们把众本来住在田里头的华人呢都集中住到 A 村、B 村跟 C 村。A 村多半是广西人 ，B 村呢多半是广东人，然后 C 村多半是福建人。潮州人是比较多，住在那个港口跟 B 村啊。So they divided, they put all the Chinese centralized it, so they come up with an area.To keep the Chinese farmers away from what they used to live in the paddy. Because at the beginning, every family give 3 acres of the land. 2 acres supposed to be farming, and 1 acre can be used for their house, maybe plant some vegetables or some chicken and so on.所以呢，华人就在住在田里的华人，通通被叫到集中去住在那个村子里，啊，所以呢，就变成现在的有这样的村庄。因为最早的时候，华人是住在他们田里头的。接下来我想讲一下，笼括的讲一下他们的 economic activities 经济活动。上面我们提到最早的时候呢，他们开发的时候呢，灌溉系统跟排水系统还没有做好，所以呢，就砍下来的树呢都要把它拖走，同时要把它那个烧掉，能够烧的烧，烧不了就把它拖出那块地，拖到别的地方，然后把它烧掉。那么这个时候呢，因为它是沼泽地，所以只要它的那个碱性不太厉害，马上就可以种植，非常肥沃的啊。所以呢，
农作物的收成，因为华人在那个时候有一块土地让自己耕种，他们都非常努力的耕种，所以呢，农作物相很好。The Chinese at the beginning, early stage of colonization, they would have to be working very hard. They are also very contented since the government freely give them piece of land to plant, to do farming. So in a way, they are more willing to work hard on their own land. Actually, at the same time, if just now we look at the seven pieces of irrigation land, Chinese is only one piece of land. The other six pieces were allocated to Malays. But Malays do not treasure it so much because they've been doing the farming and not really see that much of the difference compared to Chinese. In the 1960s, the farmers tried to plant it three season in 2 years, but somehow it wasn't success. 两年三照，本来，不对，两年五照，我就打错了。At the moment, they have this presently they have 1 year two seasons.In 1965, around that time, they are trying very hard to be 2 years, five seasons. But it wasn't success due to some disease of the plants. So wasn't success, then they give up. 在1970年代呢，大型的is machinized, yeah. 所以他们在真正的普遍的使用机器耕种之前呢，当地的农民用各种各样的方法去想办法去用机器，他们自己发明了很多种。我的资料里面呢有很多种，甚至他们用铁罐子啊来做翻土啊、播种啊这些啊。So before very commonly used farming machine, Xinjiang farmers has already started to use their imagination, their innovation to develop some of the very simple machine to be used in the farming work. Yeah. 因为到那个时候呢，第二代的很多已经到第二代了，第二代很多都不要再继续做了，所以呢人力很缺乏。Due to when you reach 1960s, 1970s,second generation, many of the second generation do not feel like to stay on in the farm. Besides, a family can normally have more than one son. So, just one or two sons remain to do family work, farming work. The rest go to the city to find kind of a city job. So it was in a very much shortage of labor.Chinese over there, the Chinese farmer, another very outstanding characters. They compare farmer A this season, how many sack they harvest. They normally compete to each other. 华人在那边耕种呢，他们非常计较，计较什么呢？我隔壁那块地，他这一季呢收到60袋。但是我只收到50袋，那么他们就拼命要知道他怎么样能够收成更高，啊，所以计较是一个很好的一个怎么样去让他的收成更高的一个基本上的一个attitude 一个态度啊。然后他们也自己设立了合作社，把那个种到的稻米收到的谷呢。卖到自己成立的合作社，然后再卖出去给民教厂。The farmers there, they establish a corporation. To directly collecting the paddy, then sell it to the mills. 那 those land nearby the canal， 就是刚才我们有看到那个那个叫什么河流河道，就是那个在里面的那个水道，地势高的，它那个土地的土质没那么好，有时候呢水也不够，因为水一直往比较低一点的流，所以他们种稻米呢可能收成不那么好，所以种很多种瓜果类或者都种菜。等一下我有那个图片。那个地方呢慢慢的繁荣了，本来是很偏僻的，不是偏僻，就是没那么繁荣的稻米区还有渔村，慢慢的现在变成其实是相当富裕的一个地方。 OK， this is today。I think the last few years I went back. You see the paddy, when it before the harvest, is green all the way. Compared to nearby the Malay farmers, the Malay farm paddy land, because the Malay they are still staying in the paddy land. Chinese paddy field is.Green throughout the area. Whereas nearby Malay lands, then you can see the houses spreading in the paddy land. 因为那个时候紧急时候呢，政府逼着华人通通搬到集中住在一起，所以在稻米区呢，整片都是稻米，绿油油的一片，非常漂亮。他们拍了很多电影啊，或者广告都是到那儿拍的。相对的，你看那个马来人的旁边的稻米区啊，他们还是屋子零零碎碎的在他们的稻田的土地上。那么这个造成什么样的一个后果呢？就是因为 nowadays 的farming machines it can be very big, so if it's a straight land, it is much easier for using machine.现在的那农耕的那些机器呢，如果你是整片的很平的地农地，那么它在收割啊翻土啊样样就容易操纵。可是你那地呢高高低低的，然后中间有屋子那零零碎碎的呢，做起农作来没那么顺畅，所以收成方面在照顾上面呢也是比较没那么容易。So nowadays it's a great difference, and Chinese really look at work in the farmland according to the steps. 一步一步的，比如说种了以后多久要施肥，多少要除草什么的，华人很照顾。但是旁边的马来地呢，你像我时不时有去那个地区，那马来人的稻田呢，那个稻米有的长得很高，有的都倒下来了。但是你去看华人的地呢，是一片绿油油的，整片非常漂亮。Now we come back to nowadays. I have written an article, the management of the paddy farm land. 我写过一篇文章，就是现在的稻米呢，我不知道在国内怎么样，怎么去 manage， 就是怎么去耕作。在世耕庄呢，一个老太太，因为现在已经到第三代了，一个老太太呢可以经营七块八块的地，那时候商一亩一块地，一个人甚至有一些到十来块的。那她一个老太太怎么做呢？这个老太太可能是第二代的妈妈留在那里，其他的孩子都跑到城市去了所以呢他们用高度的机器机械化，然后请外劳来耕作那么工资啊什么都有一个有一个他们都知道应该给多少的所以呢以前呢在渔村，还有我们讲到渔村呢，渔村的妇女呢以前都是坐在那个屋子门口捕那个渔网，现在也不了，因为现在呢很多的海鲜店，吉隆坡人跟附近的人，甚至新加坡人也开车到那儿去吃海鲜，非常有名的所以整个 scenario 整个景象都跟
最早开发的，然后从1946多6多7多8多，到现在呢，都东西还在，就是那个地方还是看得到，但是很多细节方面已经不一样了。等一下我会展示一个燕窝，华人喜欢吃燕窝，也许国内呢已经有很多从马来西亚运过来的燕窝，很多都是那里出产的。 等一下你可以看的图片。那么现在有燕窝，然后那个大型的收捕，这全部都是机械化的。Nowadays it's very different. Even though paddy land is still there, fishing village is still there, but scenario is different. The women no longer sitting in front of the house to do the fishing nets to repair it. Now it's all mostly available along the street in the fishing village. There are seafood restaurants. Weekends, you see all the cars crowded there. They are all coming from the nearby city, even all the way down from Singapore to people to go there for a one-day outing and to enjoy their seafood there. And you see everything, the paddy work is all done by machine. And they are diversified into planting the fruit trees, vegetables, in the, even the swath house. 年轻的一代呢，很多都到外地工作了。Nowadays we use the pen drive, right? One of the pen drive, the one innovating it from Taiwan, isn't it? One of the team is from Xinjiang. 我们现在用的，我不知道在国内叫什么，那个U盘，因为不同地方叫不同的 thumb drive 啊，the old pen drive. To develop it. One of the one, the very original, was from Xinjiang, from Xichun Si village. And I know quite a few, even one of the president of a university is from that village. And many lawyers, doctors, successful people, politicians, many of them from there. Because the spirit is there, their parents work hard, they support, they see very important. You see, just now we introduced there are three primary schools, and later on there is one high school. So the education to them is very, very important, the most direct way for upward mobility. 能够改善自己呢，要能够成功，就是经过通过教育。 所以那个地方教育非常重视啊。